So the student now becomes a hafiz, and it is through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what the ustad is a means. One very important point over here, for those of youngsters becoming hafiz al-Qur'an, or sons or nephews becoming hafiz al-Qur'an. My ustaz, Allah Ismail Isai Sahab, Allah barakatuh, may Allah ta'ala give him good health and long life, take word, accept his khidmat, still teaching hibs of Qur'an 1978, still teaching another hafiz al-Qur'an also. But he made many hafaz. So he would tell us, he would say, to become hafiz al-Qur'an, to get that ni'mat of the entire Qur'an in your heart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, this is one of the greatest ni'mats of Allah. The ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala gives a boy free of charge. I mean, really, the youngsters, how much dua they made to become hafiz? Nobody makes dua to become. They say, I want to become hafiz. But they say, I go to the Eve's class. MashaAllah, 3-4 years' time, standing on the musalla, performing tarawih. My heart is reading the whole Quran Sharif. This is a great ni'mat of Allah. You see, the ni'mat, when Allah Ta'ala is giving you a free ni'mat, and you don't make qadr of it, you don't appreciate it, you don't take care of it, then we know. Hazrat says, now you give somebody a gift, then now you gave him expensive silken handkerchief, and you find the person now wiping his cleaning his shoes with the thing. You say, but you know how much I paid for this? Now you're cleaning your shoes, you're polishing your shoes with this thing. The person feels hurt. The same way Allah Ta'ala gives a person the ni'mat of Quran, doesn't appreciate it, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will snatch it away. When Allah Ta'ala gave the first time, it was free ni'mat. He says, now, to redo your hifz, and to redo your door, he said, to learn that sabak, the night before, as a hafiz boy. Half an hour's time, mashallah, 2 pages is down. He learned his 2 pages sabak. 1.5, 2 pages, he learned it. So easy. Alright? But tell him after he finished his Quran, and he forgot it, now to learn 2 pages. Won't take him half an hour. Might take him 2 hours. Can't remember it. He just can't grasp it. Out of it. Although he had learned it at one time. Hazrat says, Mawlana says that once he doesn't make qadr of it, he gets involved now in varsity and in work and studies, Quran is neglected. He says, now he forgets the Quran, Allah Ta'ala takes his ni'mat away. Now you want the ni'mat back, now you have to cry for the rahmat of Allah. Ya Allah, now take pity upon me. Have a rahmat upon me. First time Allah Ta'ala gave it free, second time won't come free. But then you have to cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will take years sometime to get the Quran Sharia back. But once it leaves a person's heart to come back again, the first time hibs is very easy, but the second time is very difficult.